everybody. Welcome to a pocket-sized edition of the Friday Filibuster, I guess we'll call it. Just a two-man crew tonight. Myself, David Johnson, and Eric Gasperschlager.
Yo, yo, yo.
And we're just going to, I guess it'll just be an abbreviated run. We were, before we hit record, we were talking about Justified, and that's going to be full disclosure. That's why I'm going to blast out of here. I got an episode of Justified to catch up on. Just really rubbing it in Eric's face because he's unable to view it.
Unwilling. I don't know what. I'm just
one of the two.
Yeah. I'm a cheapskate. I guess is what it comes down to.
You don't want to apply like a disability or something.
No. I'm blind. It happened over the last week. It's kind of put a damper in the whole watching thing.
That is rough. I did want to ask. So you guys are still Hulu Plus subscribers?
Yep, we are.
Do you get a lot of bang for your buck there? I mean, did they used to have Justified and they don't have it anymore? Or
well, they never had. I never had on Hulu Plus. It's kind of hard to tell whether it's worth it. Certainly being able to watch things directly through, we use the PS3 mostly, for Netflix and Hulu, is nice because you just pick up a remote and go. Although most of the stuff that they have, you can watch just through the website, and then we have an HDMI to DVI cable. So it's probably not completely worth it. I know that there are some, like, full seasons of past shows that they offer. Like Community, they have the full run, but it's not like I'm going back and watching those. We're keeping it for now, probably partly out of laziness and partly out of, it's just kind of easier to watch some of the stuff that we do, but, they don't have everything. And it's sad, like stuff like Justified, Sons of Anarchy, just in general, Hulu had in seasons past, but now that they've become so popular, they're not offering them. So, I don't know, it's not as critical as Netflix, but it does provide some of the scratches some of the newer show itches. We can watch Parks and Rec. We can watch some of that stuff. So
if you could a la carte, buy networks a la carte, would you like purchase FX, as a subscription?
That's a good question. Yes, I guess in the same way. I consider like getting HBO a la carte, although it's not like there'd be stuff on all the time that I'd want to watch.
Right.
Certainly during Justified, absolutely. During Sons of Anarchy, absolutely. During, I don't know. There's other shows they have. But I don't know. It's hard. The whole a la carte thing, I think if it ever actually happened, I'd be so kind of paralyzed with the choices.
Yeah, it would be imposing.
Like, do I really need NBC? Of course you do. Do I? I don't know. It'd be tough.
Speaking of NBC, let's talk about that real quick. Again, we're going to just kind of mess around this recording. But I wanted to get your take on – now we're obviously suffering from a Community withdrawal, of course.
Absolutely.
But as far as The Office and Parks and Rec, we touched on it the other week. What are your thoughts on those two shows?
I'm pretty much the same as they had been for a while. I mean, I think Parks and Rec has – hit kind of a nice stride with the Leslie running for campaign storyline. I think we may have been a little concerned at the beginning of the season that it might take focus away from the things that we liked most about that show, but I don't think so. I think it's found a way to kind of bring the ensemble together behind a cause.
Although the one backfire, the one thing that backfired, I thought, was like the episode with Paul Rudd, Was that last week?
Right,
Paul Rudd?
A couple weeks ago.
I mean, like, I think it kind of backfired in the fact that he became kind of the funnier, more lovable character out of the two,
Yeah.
It was a little, I mean, it wasn't like he was a villain or anything. He was just this goofball. And obviously, I think it's built into all of our DNA. You can't dislike Paul Rudd,
So yeah, hard as he tries to make us dislike him by being in everything in the world.
That's true.
He hasn't reached the saturation point for me yet.
Anyway. That's true. That's true.
But yeah, no, it's, I still enjoy it.
I think The Office has improved.
Yeah, it has.
Over the first year. I think they're at least figuring out what the post-Carell era is going to look like. So I think it's not during its glory days and it's not Community, but I've certainly found it more entertaining than I did in the beginning.
Sure. I mean, we watch it every week, and I think that Andy as boss has settled into a nice rhythm. It doesn't seem weird. It kind of allows – there is no – star really anymore, so it kind of lets everybody do their own thing together. And yeah, it's worked out. I mean, having Robert California around has helped him. He's kind of provided some of the bizarro qualities that Michael would in the past, but in a kind of a more slightly more threatening, you know,
potentially malevolent manner.
I've enjoyed it. It's I guess this entire kind of TV season in general, minus you know the few shows we love, has been a little bit kind of like good not great. I mean, there had not been any new shows that have blown me away at all.
Man, I can't. Man, what's I got nothing. I'm coming up nothing.
I mean, there's new stuff that we watch and I enjoy. Like we enjoy Up All Night. It's good, you know, good, not great. You know, New Girl, we like my wife a little bit more than I do. You know, good, not great. And even like some of the new Fox shows we've talked about, Alcatraz, Touch, Terra Nova. You know, fine, but nothing that you know, nothing like you know when Lost started. For
just instance. Say you want to say must see TV, don't you?
I wasn't going to. TM, but yeah, I mean, it's been. It's been sort of a weird season, and
the stuff's on cable now. You know, I think that's where it's
true,
at.
Absolutely true. And we have found new shows that have, or you know, new to us shows that have been really great. I mean, this past year was the year I discovered Breaking Bad, and I've you know sung that show's praises. We just started watching Downton Abbey on Netflix, the first season.
Yeah, my wife really loves that.
What a great show. I mean, that's again like one of those shows where the production values are, you know, higher than most of what Hollywood puts out. Their writing is sharper and the, you know, the attention to detail is so much better.
Is that a BBC import or is that made specifically for American audiences?
No, it's a BBC import. I'm pretty sure. It's, you know, PBS airs it under their Masterpiece Classics. And the same way they did Sherlock. I think it's the same banner. They're going to bring it over for American audiences. Because they aired all the stuff in England, in Britain before over here. So, you know, there are still good shows, but like you say, they're on cable, they're on the networks and, stations that have the money to really put into high quality programming. I can wait to see the new season of Mad Men, but that's starting up soon. That's going to be, you know, more, you know, high production value, high quality and theory programming.
Right.
So.
And that's not even talking about your Game of Thrones or your.
Right, which was a show I, you know, don't get HBO, so I missed out on, but I definitely want to, you know, check that out when I have a chance. So.
I mean, that worked. I mean, HBO worked its magic because I'm going to have to watch that.
Right.
I'm going to have to find a way to watch that when it's broadcast.
Now, do you have, if you're subscribing to HBO in your area, do you have access to their HBO Go app?
Oh, yes. Yep. Yes, I do.
That's cool. I don't know how much it costs to have HBO every month, and it sounds like it's kind of its own Netflix or Hulu, maybe even more.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's working the deals. Like, we've been able to get discounts and free, you know, and like, you know, the free trials and all that stuff. So,
again,
with the Showtime thing, it worked out for us. You know, I'm going to call an audible on this Friday filibuster. Maybe we'll just talk TV. What do you think?
That's fine. I got it.
So we'll stow. I don't even have an ambush topic, so you can stow yours.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll save it.
Because in the days of TV Verdict, we'll kind of, you know, we'll kind of reminisce. So we'll honor TV Verdict some TV talk. But, you know, like with Showtime, we have that great deal and we're able to, you know, do the Dexter, get a season of Dexter as it aired. And then Homeland, which is a show I really liked a lot. Yeah. Again, 24 for, you know, I don't want to say 24 for grown-ups, but you know what I mean. It's not, you know, as outlandish at all. So
I think you can say that without offending anybody.
All right.
24 got pretty ridiculous.
It did get ridiculous, absolutely.
Actually, it was ridiculous from the beginning, but I didn't notice how ridiculous it was until like the fifth, sixth, and
it's really kind of a wonder with the writers though were able to do when they were unshackled by like the real time gimmick, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So, and plugging the Hyundai, you know.
right.
I mean, Game of Thrones. So HBO did work. It did its job. So I'll have to track down, Game of Thrones for sure.
So do you still have a cable subscription of some sort?
Yeah, right? We've got like a. That's weird. We've got this cable subscription HD package thing, which is more than you get more channels than your basic cable, but you know you're not getting the full on, so we don't get FX or anything. You know, not like the usual cable. It's weird. It's like right. So the HD entitles us to a few more channels, and I mean, they kind of pile up, but it's worth it to have on demand and the DVR and all that stuff. So.
Sure, sure, yeah. It seems like you know, you have HBO, Showtime, and the problem for someone like myself is that I might consider, you know, paying, you know, a monthly fee or just for a few months when some show is on that I want to see, but you know, it's always on top of a cable subscription.
Yeah, right, right.
And so having to like buy into this one pipeline, to, and then having to pay on top of that to see other stuff, is problematic.
Yeah, it might be the question. Are you willing to pay $20 to? I mean, it helped. The HBO thing was fortuitous because we got both Game of Thrones and the new Curb Your Enthusiasm season in. You know, so that was really good.
Right, which is great. I mean, you're already buying into cable. But if you didn't have cable at all, would you have considered paying for cable and HBO?
That's a good question. Yeah, those are good questions. I mean, I can tell you right now, like, we still have Showtime. I'll probably cancel it, but there's nothing else I watch. Just, you know, we watched Dexter, we watched Homeland, and that's it. Like, I don't watch movies. I'm not gonna watch, you know, I won't watch movies. I mean, there's probably decent series, but I don't have the time really to invest in them, and nothing really jumps out at Carrie. So, I know it does become a question of time as well.
Sure, and I'm not at all, you know, I've got nothing against like cable. It just got to the point for us where it was more worth it for us to focus on streaming. But there are a lot of times that I miss having, you know, the option of just sitting down and watching whatever rather than having to actually think long and hard about what it is I want to see. I am very happy that this weekend is the Super Bowl, and apparently this is the first year that NBC is live streaming the game.
So what, you're watching it streaming?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it on the computer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty. It's
so you don't even get basic reception at all?
No, we need to try to get an antenna.
Yeah, get the HD antenna. You might as well. Right?
I mean, we're out in kind of the middle of nowhere, but might as well be. There we've got a line and a possible antenna that might help. you know,
808, like in Seinfeld, and if I don't.
Here you go. There you go. But yeah, it's kind of hard to be limited to only what you can stream. But it's been an interesting experiment.
Here's I'll throw this out. Let's do a little list because we like lists. Why not?
Absolutely.
As of now, just shows that are airing right now, or not, you know, maybe not currently airing, but have, you know, that aren't canceled yet. Like, what are your top five favorite shows? Not to be objectively the best, just the shows that you look forward to seeing new episodes of, you just really anticipate.
Okay.
I'm going to see with a top five list.
No, that's fair. I mean, one and two, and I think they're in different genres, I'll say they're tied, would be Community and Breaking Bad for me right now.
So 1A, 1B, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I mean, Community is my favorite comedy, Breaking Bad is my favorite drama.
There you go.
And they both kind of count for all time as well, not just for what's currently being aired, but that's a tough question. I mean, Justified is a show that I look forward to. It's been a while since I've seen it. When I was watching it, it was a show that we just couldn't wait to see again.
Yeah.
So I will give it its spot. I'm trying to think if there are any other network shows that are airing.
You like The Big Bang Theory and stuff, right? You like
it's
that?
Okay. Like I've actually gotten pretty tired of The Big Bang Theory. I know that as it's gotten more and more popular, for some reason my interest in it has waned. Those are in no way connected. It's not like, oh, they've sold out. I'm a little tired of the laugh track sitcom. It seems to be CBS seems to have kind of the last holdouts. We still watch. I still enjoy How I Met Your Mother. Although I probably wouldn't put that on my top five. Oh, what are we? I mean, you know, for a while there, it was. I mean, like Lost obviously would have been on this list, but that's long canceled. I don't know.
Here, three shows in your top five.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there are other shows that. I mean, Parks and Rec was a show that we look forward to watching.
Yeah. Well, I guess. How about Mad Men? Does Mad Men make the cut? You think?
Not really. I mean, I like Mad Men. I think season four kind of left a bit of a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, same here.
And it's always like it's a very slow burn series anyway, and I think that that's not necessarily a bad thing. But when there are shows like Breaking Bad that do kind of the twists and turns and the kind of slow build character stuff at the same time so well, it makes some of what Mad Men do seem not as impressive.
Hey, what about Sons of Anarchy, right?
Yeah.
With that?
Yeah. Again, it's one of those things where, like, you're only as good as your last season, and the last season I saw of both of those shows was, was very good. I mean, like, season three, we both reviewed season three of Sons of Anarchy, and I think we both agreed that by the time it got to the end, right. There's amazing stuff.
Yeah, right.
And now that season three is on Netflix, I admit that I went back and I rewatched that one scene from that one episode.
Yeah, the montage, right?
Oh, well, not a montage, but the music's. Oh, well, not from the finale, but the one.
Yeah, right, where he's looking at his son, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And that, like, I was weeping openly. So
brutal, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's really, really, there's some of the most powerful scenes I've ever, that I've ever seen in a TV show. We're on Sons of Anarchy, but, I don't know, boy, if you'd asked me after season two, I would have said absolutely after season three. It's a little more difficult. Boy.
Yeah, this TV show is a fickle mystery. We're fickle mysteries.
They are. I mean, I've sort of been watching, either been watching less TV lately or just kind of been have to be way more specific in what I have been watching. So I don't know, the sense of discovery is a little bit lacking. I mean, like, I've been watching a lot of Daily Show and Colbert Report lately just because they're easily accessible and I enjoy them a lot. I don't know that they'd be on my top five either. I don't know. What about you? What would you count?
That's a good, let's see.
It's your question. It's not.
It is my question.
It's your question.
Yeah, I probably bumped Justified the number one spot now, just because this season is just so fantastic to me.
Fair enough.
Probably put Fringe in number two. Oh, yeah, I've been singing the praise of Fringe forever. Hey, I still watch. We're still fans of Supernatural, but that's kind of hit and miss a little bit these days. I'm not sure if I'm not sure if they've kind of outrun their. They're creative juices, but we still watch that. So, yeah, I guess it would go. I mean, because time and same here, we don't watch a ton of TV. I guess it's just what do I carve out time to watch? Like, what doesn't pollute our DVR for an extended period of time? But I would say some of the premium shows. I mean, I would probably put Game of Thrones probably number one. And mm-hmm. as I think about it, it really is amazing. I think you'll find it to be worthy of the hype for sure. So I would. So Game of Thrones, Justified. I put Homeland, which I really loved. I need to watch Breaking Bad. I mean, there's so many shows I should watch. I just don't have the time to do it.
Right. I still haven't seen The Wire.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
I know that when I watch it, I'm going to love it. And that's right. There's a little space on my shelf.
And in your
on the trophy shelf for The Wire.
That's right. That's right.
I know that's not. It's not really the great mindset for a critic, but whatever. I mean, we're not as into like the USA stuff. We were for a while. Like, we still look forward to watching Psych and White Collar. But again, it seems like when you say top five, I feel like I have to have these jewels that I have to put in there.
I don't know. I probably just what you watch right now. I mean, I can just look at the week and just tell you. I mean, there's probably five shows total that we watched, including the two half hour comedies on NBC. At least that I watch. So, I think it's just because time is at a premium, especially if I have to sift through Two-Headed Shark Attack stuff. Two-Headed Shark Attack. I don't know. I guess I'm gonna. Is my ambush question? I'm gonna cop out too. I would say though that even though maybe the breadth of quality stuff isn't there, I think the ones that are at the top are legit. Don't you think?
Oh yeah. I mean, The shows that are doing the best things on TV, I think, are equal to, if not better than, the best movies that are out there right now.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
I mean, I think that there's the ability with a serialized TV show to tell way deeper stories than you could get in a movie. It's just that it costs so much to do that there aren't a lot of TV shows that are given the ability to do that. I mean, and the ones that really. Even if they're really well done, run into trouble because the budgets are so high. If we were to switch it around just a little bit and say, how about a top five all time?
All time, good. I like that.
All time. Let's shift it up because I'm tired of talking about the stuff I'm watching now.
Cause that's right. It's pretty boring. It's stuff to conjure up. All right. Well, I'll go first. I'm going to have to say, I think in this is the rare moment where I think. I think the objective opinion intersects with my personal favorite, but it is The Wire for me. Okay. I mean, it's the kind of show that I always think about. I always just look at, you know, just it stays with me. You know, a show really resonates with you when like you get excited to see characters from that show, you know, even supporting characters kind of pop up and other things. And like The Wire is the kind of the king of that. Just all of its characters, all of its actors just kind of pop up in other shows. So I would say The Wire, number one. You know, I've always been a big fan of Angel. You know, like Angel to me was that kind of Batman superhero show. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, Buffy never really appealed to me. I saw why it was really good and it was very funny and sharp. You know, but for some reason, Angel just, you know, just my love for all things Batman. I think this was the closest approximation to the dark, tortured, you know, hero kind of thing, which I get a kick out of. The Shield, another FX, you know, pretty much the show that put FX on the map.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think? Yeah, so.
I think so.
I mean, and The Shield really, you know, each season was great, and then they really found their groove towards the end. And Walton Goggins, and we all love him from Justified, of course. And that guy got robbed for not being nominated for anything for stuff he did in The Shield.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that he's, you know, got a full-time gig with Justified. And actually, you know, we were lamenting the kind of how Boyd's character got a little goofy. Not a little goofy, but a little, like this, for some reason, it just didn't feel right last season, right? Mm-hmm. Would you agree? So
yeah,
it seems so. Like, I mean, if they had to do that to get to where he is now, I think it's worthwhile because he's kind of in a cool place now. So, at least in this season. So let's see, Wire, Shield, Angel. I probably shouldn't say Airwolf. Yeah, I won't say Airwolf. I mean, I guess.
So no, probably, you know, okay, no, so, yeah. So no comedies on the list. So
I probably should. I mean, I've, you know. If we're being completely honest, I'd probably put Arrested Development, Seinfeld on.
Yeah.
You know, just shows I could watch forever, you know.
Sure.
You know, Kirby Enthusiasm's out there. Now this is kind of getting to just me throwing the shows that I love out there, but, you know, Kirby.
That's fine. I mean, I don't know that we have to be limited to a top five, because, I mean, there are shows that I watch, and the experience of seeing them at the time.
True.
Was so impressive. Like Veronica Mars, when we went.
Yeah, I was just looking at Veronica Mars. I mean, the first season of Veronica Mars still might be my favorite season of television ever.
Sure. Like I remember we got the DVDs. I think we borrowed them from you, or I don't know. We got them somewhere. And there was one Sunday we watched like five in a row, because we couldn't stop. It was just like, let's, it was such a, like I said, it was just like kind of such a perfect season of TV, and it had the mix of humor and the mystery was compelling, and they had the individual mysteries that were so good. I don't know going back now if I would put it in a top five.
Not from one to three, you know.
Sure, sure. Sure.
You know, but like,
it was a great show, and I really enjoyed it at the time.
All right, well, I'll turn it on to you as we march toward the end here. What is your? Actually, let me take a stab at guessing some of yours. How about?
Okay, go ahead, please.
So definitely, Lost has got to be up there, right?
Lost is on there, yeah.
Number one, would you say?
No, I don't think so. Lost, not anymore.
Not the number one spot, huh? I mean, is Breaking Bad number one? Has that eclipsed something?
For drama, yeah, I put Breaking Bad above Lost, definitely.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's, you know, it's one of those things where distance has affected how I feel about Lost.
Oh yeah,
I still love the show, and I would certainly put it in a top five. But you know, at the time I was watching it, it was such an experience, and I don't know if someone who hadn't watched the show could sit down now with the DVDs or Blu-rays, burn through the whole thing, and had the same experience I did. I'm not saying it's better or worse, but
I think that's accurate, because there's something to be said for waiting those 7 months, you know, between the season finale and the season premiere too. It kind of built the mystery that show really reveled.
Yeah, and so much of the experience of watching Lost week to week was, you know, the discussions and the theorizing, and they had all the alternate reality game stuff between the later seasons. And I mean, if you wanted to get into, you know, the meat of Lost fandom, you could totally do that. And I did. I mean, I absolutely was kind of took part in that stuff. I listened to Lost podcasts, and I, you know, came up with elaborate theories that kind of make the, now looking back on it, I'm such a nerd, but it was great. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
But now I think if I went back and rewatched the entire series, it wouldn't be quite the same. But
all right, Breaking Bad, Lost, Community for sure, right? I don't know. Does Arrested Development make the cut for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think. I mean, I think Arrested Development and Community are probably my two top favorite.
Yeah.
You know, half-hour comedies at least. And I'm, are there any other kind? I don't know.
How about I'm not sure wherever you landed. The UK Office. Where does that register with you?
I liked it.
It wasn't the spiritual experience a lot of people thought.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was just kind of too short. I mean, 12 episodes is tough. I mean,
sure. Sure. I mean, I put Spaced above The Office easily. Okay. Spaced is a great show. I mean, I think maybe you're getting the top 10 category now.
Okay, well, why don't you fill in the last couple? What would you put?
This is tough.
Oh, did I hit all the highlights?
I don't know. That's pretty good. I'm trying to think. What else was really impressive? I mean, there are other shows that impressed me. Pushing Daisies impressed me. Yeah. For a while, I was really into, like, Reaper.
That was fun.
But, like, again, these aren't, like, top five shows. Yeah. I mean, Community, Arrested Development, Breaking Bad, Lost, that's a solid four.
The show I really liked was Rome, HBO's Rome. They kind of rushed through a lot of that stuff in its second season, but you want to talk about production values. I mean, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, maybe number five, I'll put Twilight Zone, because that was
there you go.
A show that I always loved and got to revisit on Blu-ray and was just really impressed by, and I'm proud to have all five seasons in my collection.
Nice, and you know what? I'm going to, as we wrap this up, I'm going to put an honorary mention for both of us, and it's not Saved by the Bell or Hang Time. I promise you that.
Okay, well.
Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah,
mention as far as stuff absolutely. That's just so enjoyable and entertaining to watch, you know, I mean, and just unabashedly pulp, you know. Yeah.
I have such a soft spot for anthology, anything, books, TV, movies. I mean, I love horror, sci-fi anthology stuff. I love twist ending, stories and shows. I just, that's probably, and I mean, I'm not going to say guilty pleasure because that's dumb, but I just, like, I love that stuff. I would, you know, I would do that stuff if I could. I would, you know, I devour that kind of stuff. I don't know what it is. I love that form. So, totally. Tales from the Crypt.
All right. Well, if you're looking for any gift ideas for Eric, get him an anthology series, whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So maybe that's that Friday the 13th show that Max loves talking about. Friday the 13th, the series. I'm sure
maybe.
All right, well, this is it. All this talk about Justified, and we're going to hit 30 minutes on the nose, so that's pretty good. So I'm going to scramble to watch episode 3, which I'm excited about. But, well, Eric, thanks for killing some. That was pretty good talking
to you.
I feel like I talked more about TV than I actually watch TV.
Probably. I think if we were doing a really authentic TV episode, we probably should have stopped at the 22-minute mark. But
that's true, yeah.
This is the extended that's bonus true. Edition.
Or if we're in an development episode like the 16-minute mark, right?
Exactly.
It's 16, 18 minutes. So.
Actually, late edition. It's been a while since I really followed the show, but I had to put The Simpsons on the list, really.
There you go.
Because that was a show that I loved for so long. So.
That's right.
Top six list.
There you go, top six.
I feel like I'm in the middle of a Spanish Inquisition sketch on Monty Python, but six, just the top six. So.
All right, well, that is it. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Friday Filibuster at DVDverdict.com is the email, Twitter at Friday Buster, rather. And we didn't get to a lot of the stuff, but if you'd like to support DVD Verdict, please consider browsing the upcoming DVD releases or clicking on to buy one of the many fantastic reviews of the discs as well.
And a quick plug. I know this is right on the heels. This is coming out on Friday. Tomorrow, if you listen to us on Friday and Saturday, the At This Movie guys are doing a film festival on Twitter.
Exciting.
Yeah, I am away that weekend, sadly, so I am bummed that I can't take part. But all movies from 1982, they're watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Blade Runner, Dark Crystal, Star Trek II, and Road Warrior, and you can watch them all at the same time. Put out your comments on Twitter.
Fun.
And
that's a great idea. Good idea.
So, take part. Take my place. Have fun.
Very cool. Check that out, and we will talk to everybody next week.